games of the American deep state. Patrick lost everything. The truth cost him company he created. A huge media campaign was launched against him. He was threatened with criminal prosecution. But Patrick has pressed on, just as he did once at other times in his life, such as when he exposed the truth about the Wall Street corruption and more recently the fraud of the 2020 US presidential elections. He doesn't give up. He just keeps going, just as he is doing now. Patrick Byrne is the man who, in today's America, is not afraid to say the Imperial has no clothes. He is worthy of respect. During those rare times we had together, Patrick and I spent hours and hours talking. I have translated his articles and books into Russian. And as a Russian, I can say for sure that although Patrick isn't Russian by nationality, he has a Russian's depth of soul. Maria Butina, Moscow, Russia, November 2023.
Introduction. Wall Street Golden Boy to Domestic Extremist Threat Number 1. These days, when people talk of Byrne, the word vindication comes up a lot. Opened an article in the Salt Lake Tribune as the financial system quaked into crisis in August 2008. Not long after that, financial journalist Charles Gasparino scolded his CNBC co-hosts on air for how they had endlessly attacked Byrne from 2005 to 2008 regarding claims about which he had turned out to be correct. Patrick Byrne was right all along. The overstock guy that everybody made fun of, rebuked Gasparino to a shame-faced Jim Cramer and Becky Quick. Months later, the Wall Street Journal included Byrne in its year-end list, 2008 Lookback, Best Calls of the Year, of five people who deserved credit for seeing the financial crisis coming. Others included Jamie Dimon, Nassim Taleb, and Noriel Roubini. In October 2008, Alan Greenspan explained to Congress the origins of the financial collapse and gave testimony that became famous.
There are additional regulatory changes that this breakdown of the central pillar of competitive markets requires in order to return to stability, particularly in the areas of fraud, settlement, and securitization.
By fraud, Greenspan was referring to Bernie Madoff,
says Patrick Byrne when asked to comment on his relationship to these events.
By securitization, Greenspan was referring to the role played by mortgage-backed securities in the 2008 financial crisis. But when Greenspan said settlement, he was referring to what in 2005 to 2008 I had been pointing out to anyone who would listen. I had doused myself in gasoline and self-immolated in front of the SEC to warn the country about settlement failures and systemic risk. That day in October 2008, Greenspan told Congress the same thing. Everyone in financial circles knew that I had been proven correct.
It was a fitting denouement to one of the strangest sagas that ever played out on Wall Street, but it is as good a place as any to anchor the story of Patrick Byrne. According to PBS, Patrick Byrne is now the kingpin of the movement that asserts that election integrity is significantly sloppier than is generally understood, that election rigging now occurs with methods beyond anything that can be discovered through rudimentary audits, and, though he claims he never voted for Trump, that the 2020 election was rigged. Byrne joined in calling for Americans to rally in D.C. on January 4th through 6th, 2021. Though he insisted those rallies be peaceful, he has offered to pay the $350,000 of damages to the Capitol building, which get stacked onto the charges of each J6 defendant, making their sentencing more severe.
I look at it this way. Assume I invited a bunch of friends to a bar, and a riot of suspicious origin broke.